You say you searching for happiness, well, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Stress. There are many definitions, many synonyms, but I have been impressed upon the Spirit to deal with just a few this morning that I want to teach or put into your heart. When you talk about someone being stressed or having anxiety, it says that they are worried. Overly concerned about something or somebody. They are just stressed out about something that they're going through. Head hurting because they constantly worried about, when is my situation going to change? When are we going to make a move and go to the next level in the chapter of our life? Worry. A parent stresses sometimes over the well-being of their child. But then you have young people that have different things that they worry about. Stress, if you don't deal with it properly, stress can cause you to become sick. Stress can cause you to be to the point to where you so worried you start making bad choices. Bad decisions. Why? You stressed. You to the point to where you just say things like, I'm done with it, whatever. I got to do what I got to do. It is what it is. You're stressed out, so you just make a bad decision. But stress can also cause a person to get depressed. Usually happy, but now they are sorrowful. Stressed out. You ain't never seen this person cry, but now they just always crying. The stress is getting the best of them. And one thing that I can look at in my life, when I allow stress to defeat me, I just didn't act the way I normally act. Unusual behavior. Wife be looking for a hug and some sugar, and I give her one, and she be like, what's wrong with you? I'm stressed out. I'm worried about a particular thing in my family or in my own life. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, stress, if not dealt with, or anxiety, young folk, can open up the door for fear. And fear is something that we do not need to give place in our life. Because God did not give us the spirit of fear. Have you ever dealt with stress in 2021 before? By a show of hands. Can I break it on down? Anybody been dealing with some things that's caused you to be stressed out lately? Yeah. Notice my notes. Young people, young adults, even adults must learn to overcome stress according to Scripture and not lean to your own understanding. We need to care. We need to be concerned, but we don't want to get to the point to where we're overly concerned or we have the mindset, look, I don't even care no more. Whatever. We don't need to be like that. We need to learn how to handle stressful situations as young men and young women of God according to God's word. Stress will put pressure on you. Stress will have you feeling like you don't have no choice but to do something that's contrary to God's will. And this is what's amazing. As you grow as a young person or as a young adult, the world will try to teach you to deal with stress by medicating you. Take this antidepressant. Well, if I take the antidepressant, what are the side effects? Well, you know, vomiting, suicidal thoughts, violence, death, and other type side effects we should not be having. But that's how the world would try to medicate you. They'll try to solve your stress by giving you something that's just going to cause you to calm down. Now, when you look in Scripture, young folk, there were a lot of people that dealt with stress in Scripture. You have to study because you won't find the word stress in Scripture, but you'll find words that are synonymous and situations that elude that people were dealing with stress, anxiety, worry, depression, and so forth. Are y'all still listening? For example, in your study, you go check out Matthew 6, 31 through 34. Jesus had to teach his own disciples not to worry about certain things that they needed in life. Basically told them, look, don't be stressed out about what you're going to eat, drink, and what you're going to wear. They were worried. They were stressed out. And sometimes in life, you can get there. In Judges 16 and 6, you see that Samson was in a relationship with a woman that he was attracted to, but she was stressing him out. The relationship he was in was causing him stress. And the scripture says it was every single day. She vexed him every single day. And some young folk get in relationships that are just stressful. Stressful relationship, but you like the person. You attracted to the person. But if you be honest, you'd be like, man, why is there so much stress in this relationship? And then another example for you to study is in Philippians 4 and 6. You see that these folk, they were also dealing with worry or stress. So much so where Paul had to tell them to be anxious for nothing. And I'm telling you, as a teenager, a young adult in your mid or late 20s or older, you're going to encounter stress. You say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. You just keep on living. You keep on living. Stress is waiting on you. And it comes, young folk, at different stages in life. Different stages. You got young folk that go to this church that is stressed out because they're going through an identity crisis. Now, they've been taught who they are, but they are struggling to walk in what God has deemed that they are. They're going through an identity crisis. So they find themselves knowing that God's word is right, but on the inside, they feel like they want to do or be somebody else. And so it's a constant stressful situation going on the inside of the individual. It happens. Struggling with your sexual identity, but God has been clear on who you are, but now you want to be something else, now you're stressed out about it. Then when your parents found out about it, then it's more stress. Then you got some young adults, they get stressed out over their career. What am I going to do with my life? I just do not know. They feel like a failure. They can look at other young people. It seems like they being progressive. They going to school. They making money. And they look at their life and they just feel defeated and like a failure. And get stressed out. Y'all ain't got to say nothing because I've been now. Man, ain't nothing happening, man. This thing ain't moving fast enough. And you get stressed out. It gets the best of you. Look at these examples. Then you got some young folk, death happens in their family. Someone that they love, the Lord calls them on home. And now they're just anxious because they miss their loved one. The grieving process has been extended in their young life to where when certain days or certain moments happen, they just get stressed. They get stressed out. They just break and shut down. Having accept that part of life is death. And so when certain birthdays, holidays, and so forth come, they get overtaken with stress. And it happens. And these are things that happen in life that you have to learn how to deal with and overcome. And my final example that I just want to look at that I have here, you got family problems, family issues. At this church, and those who watching the broadcast, family issues. Daddy gone, and it's just stressful. Parents get divorced, and it causes stress. Abuse in the family, it causes stress. How many can relate to what's being taught by a show of hands? Well, y'all hold on, because the good news is, even though all this stuff goes on and God allows it, there's a solution. There's a remedy. There's a way that you can deal with what the world calls the monkey on your back. You don't have to be down and out in your blues. You don't have to go and try to find some weed to deal with distress. You don't have to pop pills to deal with distress. Listen to me, young folk. You don't have to run away to deal with your stress. You don't have to go and just keep having sex and getting drunk to deal with stress. You can deal with stress God's way as a young man or as a young woman. And I don't know how y'all feel about it. That's some good news. I said, that's some good news. That's something that'll make you happy. That's something that should make you clap. That's something that ought to make you where you sit and just say, thank you, Jesus. Because when I look at my life, I ain't been dealing with stress the right way. You be dealing with stress by looking up hashtags to make yourself happy. That ain't how you need to be dealing with no stress. You need to look at stress, anxiety, and worry from God's point of view as a young man or a young woman. Am I right about it? In our verse, Solomon gives one declaration on how to deal with anxiety, worry, or stress. He says a good word will make the heart glad. A good word. A good word. An anointed word from God can change your mindset. Your situation may stay the same, but a good word will cause you to start seeing beyond what you can naturally see, and you stop stressing out. Because, young folk, listen, there are some things in life that are just bigger than you. And it ain't no need of stressing out. Jesus said it like this: you can't add one statue or piece of height to how tall you are. Why are you stressing out over something that you don't even have control over? One good word can change your mindset. One good word can change your heart or your attitude. You can go from being mad, sad, and upset to start having some joy. You can take off the wrong garment and put on the right garment. All it takes is one anointed word that can deal with the stress that's in your life. And I'm going to tell you something, young folk. I know exactly what I'm talking about. In my late teens and in my early 20s, especially around when I got married and was getting out into what we call the real world and having to support a family and take care of my wife and so forth, man, things just wasn't going the way I desired them to go. Man, I was getting ulcers in my stomach because I was stressed. I was stressed out. God finally did bless me with a job, but I didn't know how to deal with corporate America. And I would come home stressed out, and I would take out my frustration on my wife. Oh, man, I would take it out on her, and I would act like it wasn't even my problem or it was my fault. But God had to sit me down. Baker, you handling stress the wrong way. But when I got in that word, and when I started listening to the revealed word from my pastor, it helped me to overcome stress and understand stress is a part of life, but we can deal with it. We can resolve it. We can overcome it according to the word. And you can work in a stressful relationship and not be in a stressful workplace and not be stressed out. You and your spouse can be dealing with some issues and it be hot, it be touchy, but you not be stressed out. You can be lacking money, it be looking funny, but you don't have to be stressed out. Have a bad report from the doctor, but you don't have to be stressed out. All you need, according to Solomon, is just one good word. One good word and you can still be happy. One good word and you can still be productive. One good word and things, you can have an outlook that your situation is going to turn around. One good word. And that's what God got for us this morning. He got a good word for young folk that's been dealing with some stress, that's been on the brink of depression, that ain't been acting right, that don't feel like God is going to give you your bigger and better. God done showed up at the MSW with a good word, and you're going to leave here in your heart stress-free. Woo! Good God Almighty. How many excited about it? One good word. And so for the rest of the message, I want to leave the text and I want to give you a good word or some solutions on how to deal and overcome stress. Because you're going to have it as a college student. Stress going to come if you go to the military. Stress going to come when you get a new job or you work two or three jobs. You're going to have stress. I don't care if you get paid six figures, you're going to have some stress that's going to attack you. You get married to your dream man or woman, guess what you still gonna have? Stress. Even in the church, some of your own brothers and sisters can cause you stress. But it doesn't have to overcome us. All right, so let's look at these ways. Let's go to Matthew. Let's start at Matthew 11. We get into the meat of the subject. Y'all ready for these solutions? All right. Now, while you turn to Matthew 11, I'm going to say this. And it may offend some of you, but I ain't going to let you stress me out. I'm just going to say the truth. Now, if you like being worried, anxious, and stressed out, you can stay in that predicament. You can stay right there. It's your choice. You can stay there. You don't have to change. It's your choice. If you want to be miserable, it's your choice. You be miserable. But I'm not going to be miserable with you. I'm not going to let you mess up my day. So let's look at these biblical ways to overcome stress, and then we go into the house. Matthew 11, 29. Oh, I'm getting excited. And this is Jesus. Look what Jesus said. Take my yoke upon you and help me learn from me, for I am gentle, y'all help me, and lowly in heart. Notice this, and you will find rest for your soul. You will find rest, not stress. You will find rest. Well, if I want rest for my life, what do I need to do when stress comes? I need to learn to do things God's way. I need to learn to do things Not my way, but God's way. So when stress comes my way, depression, anxiety, either I'm going to handle it my way or God's way. And so Jesus gives an illustration. He says, take my yoke upon you. Take my teaching. Take my yoke. Do what you've been taught and just learn of me. Just do what I told you and you're going to learn that my way is the best way. See, you don't learn that his way is the best way until you obey him. But he said, take my yoke upon me and learn, and then you're going to find rest. Now, I done taught you how to pray. If you just get a solid prayer life, you're going to be able to overcome and deal with that stress. You're going to learn that prayer is a remedy to that depression or that stress that's attacking you. Just learn to me. Just do what I told you to do. You done been taught to keep your mind on me. And if you keep your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. You done been learned that. But now you need to, you done been taught that. Now you need to take that teaching and put it into action. Don't think about what's stressing you out. Think about God's promises. Think about God's word. If he said that he would bless you with houses and land, and he did say that, but yet you haven't got your house yet, don't keep looking at you ain't got your house yet. Keep your mind on God gonna give me what he promised. And he gonna give me houses and land, even though I'm staying with my relative. Even though I'm staying with kinfolk, even though I'm in an apartment, he promised me he would give me houses and land with persecution. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. I just got to keep my mind on that and don't get stressed. Don't get stressed out about it. I got to have the mindset that right now, Lord, you are building houses that my hands did not build. Lord, you getting the rooms ready for me right now. They manufacturing the furniture right now. Lord, I haven't found the house, but I'm going to drive by one day and you're getting it ready right now. They don't have a sign in the yard right now, but one day I'm going to drive by this house that I've been by 100 times and then it's going to be a sign in the yard. Woo, that happened to somebody this week. They done been by this particular house. They've been looking for a vehicle for months and couldn't find one. And I told the person, just keep the faith, keep the faith. And not knowing that the person that had their heart's desire, they had moved the vehicle into their yard. They had a lot somewhere else, but they took a vehicle and moved it into somebody else's yard. And this particular house, this young person drive by every day. Matter of fact, they done drove by this house since they was in middle school and kindergarten. And now all of a sudden, their heart's desire was sitting in a place that they were familiar with. See, that's how God will do. If we just trust him, wait on him, and keep our mind on his promises. It's going to work out. Look at somebody and say, watch him work it out. Woo, I done heard a song like that. Look at somebody and say, watch him work it out. Yeah. But we have to learn to do things. Help me. God's way. We don't move until he say, move. If he say, stay right there, we stay. We stay right there. I'm going to share something with y'all. I was listening to Elder Leakes before we go to the next point. I was listening to Elder Leakes, how God was using him to talk about how the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith and the just live by faith. So some years back, I was on my way up. God was bringing me up. He was raising me up here at the church. And my grandfather passed some years ago. And so I went to Virginia. And my grandmother, she said, Ron, that's what she called me, Ron, whatever granddaddy had, you go through up there and you find what you want and you can have it. And I said, all right. So I went through there and he had some watches. He had some ties. I was like, no, I don't want none of that. And he had some jewelry. He had this ring. I was like, oh, yeah, that's fire right there. I got that ring. I was like, yeah, I'm going to stun on him. This nice right here. So I got the ring. Y'all still with me? I got the ring, and I wore the ring to church one Sunday that I was getting ready to preach. And our bishop, he came out and sat beside me, and with them Hawkeyes he got, he said, "Oh, man, let me see that ring." And so I took my hand out proudly, and I said, "Yeah, check that out right there." He went like this. He said, "Let me see." He said, "Oh." That O right there let me know that what I was wearing, it wasn't what I thought I was wearing. And y'all know me, I took that ring off before I got in the pulpit. I took that ring off, put it in my pocket, and I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, one day," I said, "you're going to bless me with my heart's desire." So some years passed, and I'll never forget. Remember, we're talking about doing things the Lord's way. Doing things how? The Lord's way. And not being what? Stressed out. Not being stressed out. So I told the Lord, "That's my heart's desire. You're going to do it." So one day we was down in Thomaston, and Bishop was preaching. I can't remember the message, but I'll never forget the setting. I'm sitting on the front row, and the Lord said, "I'm about to bless you with your heart's desire. I got a ring I want you to have." This is during service. And I just held on to that. I knew God was talking to me. He didn't give me no other instruction. He just told me, "I'm about to bless you with your heart's desire. I got a ring I want you to have." I went home that night, drove an hour and a half home, but excited. I done heard from God. So I went home. I was praying, "Lord, all right, what you want me to do? You know how much money I got, which is close to nothing, but you said you was going to give me my heart's desire. What you want me to do? What you want me to do?" And he told me, he said, "I want you to go to this particular jewelry store." He told me the exact place. I said, "Lord, I ain't never been there. Just go. Just go." And so that weekend, I obeyed God, doing things God's way. Went down there and looking through the jewelry selection, and the woman said, "What's your price range? You know how they feel you out." I said, "Look, just show me what you got. Just show me what you got. Just show me." And she was showing me that. I said, "Nah, that ain't it. That ain't it." And then I seen this one ring in there. It was just, y'all know my ring I'm talking about, right? Man, that ring was just, it was like, ah. I was like, "Oh, let me see that right there." She said, "This one?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "We call this the Super Bowl ring." I said, "Oh, okay." She said, "Yeah, it's got this many carats and this many." And you know how we do. I was like, "Well, how much that costs right there?" And so she showed me how much it costs. And I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Tell me about it." She said, "This was a custom-made ring." She said, "It's only one of these." She said, "We made this for one of our customers, but he called us back and said he did not want it. We've had many people come in here and say they want it, but for whatever reason, they never bought it." I said, "Lord, this might be it. This might be it." I said, "This might be the." I said, "It fit right." Went home, prayed. The Lord told me what to do, and got it debt free, and the ring been paid for. I ain't gonna go into cost and all that, but just know he gave me my heart's desire. Gave me my heart's desire. Didn't stress out, didn't worry, just did it. How? God's way. And that's how you got to be. And that one lesson taught me, whenever God say something, ain't no need of stressing out, it's going to happen. If he said he going to do a thing, he going to do it. It doesn't happen for cars. It doesn't happen for property I done bought. It doesn't happen for a number of things. God said he was going to do it. I learned. I ain't stressing out about it. He said he going to do it. He going to have to tell me how to go about possessing it. So, young people, learn to do things God's way. Just learn to do things God's way. And you won't be stressed out. Y'all got it? Okay, let's go to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. And look at this verse. Matter of fact, y'all just look right here. Proverbs 9 and 9. "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be what? Wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." What I want you to get from this verse in my testimony is the primary way the just learn is through teaching. That's the primary way. That's how you learn, is through teaching. You learn God's ways by listening to your shepherd. That's how you learn God's ways, by listening to your shepherd. All right, next way to overcome stress. We got the first one. Learn to do things who? Or how? God's way. Let's go to Job. Have I lost y'all? All right. Are y'all learning? All right, Job. Now, this is going to be kind of touchy, but I got to deal with it. Let's go to Job 10. Job 10. Now, in this verse, Job is talking to one of his friends. And we know Job was ordained by God to go through a whole bunch of trials. And so when his friends looked at his life, one of his friends thought the reason he was going through was because of sin. And so now Job, he done tried to convince him that he ain't sinned. He ain't done nothing wrong. And look at how he responds to his friend in Job 10 and 20. He says, are not my days, help me, few. Cease or shut up. Leave me alone that I may take a little comfort. See, Job learned that his friends brought him no comfort. They were trying to stress him out. So he tells his friends, just leave me alone. Shut up and leave me alone. You know, that's a good principle. If you're going to be stress-free, sometimes you got to know when to leave certain people alone. You got to be able to say, look, you causing me too much drama, too much stress. Leave me alone. And if they won't leave you alone, you leave them alone. I ain't fooling with you. I ain't fooling with you. I ain't calling you. We ain't going to Burger King. No. Why? I like you, but you just, it's just too much going on. You got my head hurt. It's too much stress. And some of you don't like this because you want everybody to like you and you want to be friends with everybody. You can't be friends with everybody unless you just like being stressed out. I had a saint this week that found out that somebody in our church was talking about a preacher. And they were asking me, don't you want to hear what they said? I said, look, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk about that. I do not want to be stressed out over what somebody else think. I don't want to hear it. And the person respected my wishes, and we continued being friends. But see, you have to be able to do that, young folk. You have to be able to tell folks, I don't want to fool with that. I don't want to talk about that. Don't put my name in it. I don't want to be a part of it. That's just stressful. I got a lot or too much going on in my life. I already know it's folk don't like me. You think I want to be stressed out and hear about what folks say? I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. You know they talking about you and your rapping. Well, let them talk. They going to talk. They talked about Jesus. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to talk to the hand. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. How many are to that place in life where you able to tell folk, leave me alone? Let's practice. Look at somebody that you sitting beside and say, get out of my face. Leave me alone. You got to be able to tell folk to what? Can I talk to my young couples in here? My young married couples? My couples that's engaged or about to be engaged? You love your boo. But sometimes you have to tell them, look, I ain't fooling with you right now. You'll grow. You got to grow. You got to be able to look at your spouse. Look, I'm just getting home from work. I don't want to hear that right now. I do not want to hear that. Look, I'm going through. Look, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to deal with that. You got to be able to do that and be respectful. You got to be able to do that. And my three or four couples in here didn't say nothing, but it's just the truth. It's just the truth. Baby, you gonna come down and sit with me and watch TV? No, I need some me time right now. I see you in about 2 hours, all right? Now look, she gonna be looking in 2 hours. So you make sure you show up in 2 hours, but Let her know. No, right now I need to unwind and so forth. And if she say, you want me to rub your back? Yeah, come on. You just got to know. Y'all hear me? All right. Let's go to Philippians 4. So what's the first way we can deal with stress? Learn to do things God's way. What's the second way? Leave certain folk alone. Leave them alone. How many have lived long enough to know it's certain folk you see, when you see them coming, you already know they're coming with some mess? You'd be like, oh, God. You speak because that's the right, hey, what's up? But you're doing like this. Because I don't want no stress. That's too real for some of y'all. I love everybody, but I ain't going to be, Look at somebody saying, Philippians 4:6. Y'all help me read it because y'all falling off. Ready? Go. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Third way to deal with stress, prayer. He talks about prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, but I just want to say pray. Man, when I had this job, it was a job I prayed for, but it was stressing me out. It was stressing me out. Not only did I have to drive an hour to the job, then I had to work in a stressful environment, then drive an hour back home. It was just a lot going on. But when I learned how to just pray, Lord, strengthen me to be productive on this job. Help me to keep a sound mind on this job. Lord, help me not to take out what I'm going through on my job. Help me not to take it out on my wife. Because how many know sometimes we lash out on the folks that's closest to us. We lash out to the ones that's closest to us, and they ain't done nothing. They ain't done nothing. Then you got to spend 4 hours trying to get that right. I'm sorry, but give me a kiss. Come on, baby. I'm sorry. You got to pray. You got to pray and be real with it. You got to pray. The effective and fervent prayer of righteous folk, it avails much. Lord, I really miss my daddy. He done passed. Help me, Lord, to remember he was saved and he in heaven with you. And help me to be happy. Because you don't want me stressed. You don't want me stressed out. Help me to make daddy proud even though he is going on to be with the Lord. Prayer. Prayer. Prayer is a strong remedy. Fourth way. Ecclesiastes 3. I'm laying it down. Y'all read it with me. Ecclesiastes 3:1. And then verse 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Verse 3. A time to kill and a time to heal. The fourth way to deal with stress, young folk, according to these two verses, is you need to have a set time to relax and heal. You got to. You just can't be go, 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 go all the time. You can't do it. Even as a teenager, a young adult, or an adult, you just can't be on go all the time. You have to have a set time to heal, to relax, go on vacation. Even if it ain't nothing but get in your car and we're going to ride an hour south and let's just see where we go. Open up the window, ride an hour south. We're going to go to the mall, get something to eat, and ride an hour back. I need some time to heal. Vacation. I need to go on a 2-day trip. Who you going with? By myself. I'm single and I got time and I got the money. I'm taking a 2-day trip. And I just need some healing time. I'm going to get some spa time while I'm in there. I'm going to go to a sauna. I'm just gonna sit in there and I'm just going to let the heat take all the toxins out my pores. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to get my feet done. I'm going to get a fresh haircut. I'm going to go buy me 2 outfits. I'm just going to walk the mall and get me some American-made cookies at the cookery factory. I'm just going to have a time to heal. You got to have that time. You got to know that, young folk. This is good teaching. Y'all ain't saying that. This is good teaching. As a young couple that's starting a relationship in marriage, you got to make sure you got family time, vacation time. You got to make sure you have time to get off to where you can go on a retreat, just you and your spouse with no kids. You got to have that time to heal and keep the fire going. You got to have time to relax. Look, we're going to wake up and we ain't going to do nothing today. We're going to be like Adam and Eve, just walk around in our socks. That's all we're going to do. We ain't going to do nothing. Okay. Just going to be just relaxed. That's all we're going to do. Y'all ready to go to the mall? Nope. Well, it's 3 o'clock, so we healing. We just chilling, watching Netflix. That's all we doing. That's all we doing. We go on vacation, me and First Lady, on Tuesday. That's movie day. That's all we do, AMC. $5 movie. It don't matter what it is. We get $20. She get 20. I get 20. That's 4 movies. And we relax the whole day. That's a long day. That's a long day watching movies. But hey, that's our tradition. That's just one thing we do. That's just one thing we do. Am I right about it? We be having a good time, don't we? Man, we be popcorned out, but we have a good time. But young folk, you got to have a time, help me out, to relax and heal. You got to have that time. Some of you saying sleep, then just sleep all day. All day. You like to go to restaurants? Hey, we're going to 6 restaurants all day. We just going to go, we're going to go here and get breakfast. No, some folk do that. We go here to get breakfast. We're going to go here to get a snack. We going to go here to get and try their appetizers. We going to go here to get a steak. See, y'all don't know how to eat. Y'all don't know how to get down. Man, you be in the car, you be like, Lord. Man. Pastor Cochran and Pastor Jackson, let me tell y'all something. I ain't know how to eat till I got around them. Them jokers, they get appetizers, entree. Then they get a full course dessert. I'd be like, man, take me home. And be looking for the restaurant. Be like, man, we had a good time today. What y'all do, man? We just ate. But whatever your routine is, young folk, that's one way you deal with stress. Just have time to rest and relax. Y'all learn? Because if not, you just going to be woe out. Last one, let's go to Hebrews 6. I'm giving y'all a lot today. But this right here is something I found out when I got close to the preachers here at Refuge, especially Walker. Hebrews 6 and verse 7. If y'all start this while y'all young, because they don't teach this, you have to know this and study this to know that this works. Look at Hebrews 6 and 7. It says, for the earth which drinks in the rain and often comes upon it, and it bears herbs. Look at this. Useful for those by whom it is cultivated. Receives what? Blessing from God. One way to deal with stress is to use useful herbs. Beneficial herbs that come straight from the ground that God has created to help us. Useful herbs. Y'all see it in the text? Now, there are some herbs we need to stay away from. Some natural thing, because some of y'all right now, oh, we finna fire it up. No. Let me go and put that in there right now. Because when you look in scripture, there are some trees that the Lord told Adam and Eve don't even fool with. There are some trees, some herbs, look, don't fool with them. They may call them legal. They may say it's all right. But when you consider scripture, it's not beneficial. Because those type plants or herbs will mess up the soundness of your mind. Mess up the soundness of your mind. Well, herb is natural. Yeah, but look how it inhabits your ability to make sound decisions. And I don't believe God wants us to do that. He wants us to have soundness of mind. So there are some herbs that I can take, some teas that I can drink that will help me to deal with stress in a natural way. Well, I don't like the way it tastes, but it'll help you. It'll help you. Put some honey in it. It'll help you. Put some lemon juice in it. It'll help you. And if you start while you young folk, it'll not only help with stress, but it'll help with other things. It got antioxidants in it that will clean you out. See, if you to the point to where you have a bowel movement once a week, that ain't healthy. There are some teas and herbs you can drink that not only going to help you with stress, but they're going to have you regular and clean you out. And you'll notice your weight start going down. Skin start clearing up. Why? Those herbs are useful. They're beneficial. And they done made it to the point now that some herbs you don't like to taste, they done made them where they put them in pill form, and it's the same extract, all natural, organic, just like the tea. Yeah. And so you just have to study to show yourself approved. That's what the Bible say. That's what the Bible says. But according to scripture, God gave us herbs to benefit us. Man, when I got to the church and I seen how Bishop and them and some of the other pastors was drinking green tea, I ain't like it. I said, this nasty. This straight up nasty. And this wasn't no Lipton green. This was the real deal. This was the stuff from Asia. This was that raw, that strong stuff. Man, I said, man, they got to explaining to me the benefits of it. And I started drinking that stuff, man, it started helping my body. And even to this day, when stress is trying to come on me, there are certain teas that I drink, and it just put me to sleep. Yeah, it helped me to just calm down, relaxes me, and it's all natural. Something that God made that's useful for the body. But see, what the enemy will do, young folk, he'll just plague you with the only way you can do it naturally is by smoking weed. That's what they tell you. Smoke this weed. Man, it just help you to calm down and get your mind. Yeah, but you be hot. And you can go to jail for it. Why not do it God's way? Y'all ain't saying nothing, but I know I'm talking right. But then weed will introduce you to other things that'll calm you down, but will kill you. And so you can't be on that dumb stuff. You got to realize that there are divine solutions to deal with stress. And one of them is using useful herbs. Now, I'm not a doctor, but am I giving you scripture? Hebrews 6 and verse 7. And I could have took you to Genesis, but the Lord said Hebrews 6 and verse 7. How many, based upon the teaching, you got at least one solution to deal with stress now that you're going to put into action? How many got at least two or more? You say, I'm going to do this. That's it. And I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the text and the topic.